That's it.
The win today, what do you take out of it?
I tell you, just how well these guys fought the entire season and all the way down to the end. And, you know, I challenged the team a couple weeks ago and as far as let's finish the season the right way. You know, our last month of the season has been definitely heading in the right direction. And it's great to finish strong. Two division, you know, opponents and get two wins this way and kicking off the year the right way.
Are you anticipating any changes to your coaching staff?
You know, I'm going to evaluate everything. Obviously, right now, nothing. But, you know, we're just, you know, we're going to get into the off season and we're going to take some time to evaluate and you know. But I don't anticipate anything.
Have you noticed a difference in the intensity and the willingness to sort of mix it up from Zach Ertz since the Vontaze Burfict incident in Cincinnati? It seems like he's taken it upon himself to play harder, to play tougher, and to prove that he's kind of all in.
Yeah, you know, Zach, he's got a lot of pride. You know, he's a tremendous athlete, great player, and a big part of what we're doing. And, you know, it's tough being in that. You know, I've been in those situations and been on teams where it's, you know, every week is a challenge for every player to get themselves ready to play. And, you know, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But, you know, Zach is, I tell you what, he's really playing his best football here at the end, whether it was that play you mentioned or just the pride that he has to play at a high level, whatever it is really. He's really come on and done some great things and really look forward to his future and continue working with him.
How do you evaluate Carson?
Well, I think he set a record, I believe, for completions, you know, from a rookie, I believe, today. And for him, number one, to get, you know, outside of the game a week ago, get basically all the reps, all the snaps. His progression from the start of the year to today is night and day, better night and day. He's really seeing the field, he's surveying the field, he's using his legs, he's a gifted runner. He knows where everybody's going to be. He's got great dialogue and communication on the sideline, on the football field. His leadership ability, He's an exciting player to watch and to coach, and it's a pleasure having him this year in his rookie season to do the things that he's done. Is amazing, and really looking forward to the off season and you know, building for next year.
There were a couple of personnel. I don't know if they were surprises, but they raised a couple eyebrows. Jordan Matthews, I assume, didn't start because of his lingering ankle issue. Michael Kendricks, I don't think he was on the injury report. And, you know, he's
Friday.
I'm sorry.
Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
late Friday.
Just a quad. He got nicked in practice that day, and we were going to give it – we put him on the injury report. We're going to try to get him to the gate, but he had a quad.
How would you, I guess, evaluate his season? He was considered a cornerstone by the previous regime, the way they signed him, but he wasn't kind of used that way. Where does he stand?
You know, I'll tell you, it's tough. It's tough because he's that sort of that swing linebacker. Teams play so much what we call 11 personnel that he's not. He's just by the nature of the game, he's not on the field. You know, and you know, learning a new scheme, learning that position, was it, you know, like I tell the team all the time, you're not going to be perfect, you know, but how you respond. And I thought he's, you know, he hung in there and battled and you know, again, was it always right? No, probably not, you know, but at the same time, you know, he's a big part of that defense and you know, he's very athletic, very talented, and you know, just something that is just by the nature of game plans. You know, he's just not on the field enough, you know, just because of what offenses do.
In looking at the team,
go ahead.
Is he the kind of guy that you can see growing in this defense as he becomes more familiar with it? Or do you think that
I think he's a perfect fit for this system, you know, and that backside linebacker. And I think he's because he can run sideline to sideline. He's a physical guy. he'll have going into this offseason. He'll have a full year now, a full season of digesting the defense and the scheme, and expect some good things, you know, coming up through OTAs and next year in training camp.
Looking at this team going forward, what does it need?
We need? You know what? I'm going to wait to answer that because we've got an evaluation process these next couple of weeks to evaluate everything. It's really hard to answer that right now. And until we can evaluate and sit down and see exactly, you know, where we are and what we need, I think we can answer it at a better time.
You said a couple of weeks ago that you meet weekly with Jeff and Howie. What gets talked about in those conversations?
Well, those are obviously closed-door meetings, so I'm not going to get into everything, but they're obviously very positive. We talk about a lot of things, the weather, we talk about a lot of things, and the health of the team. We talk, there's some business things that are discussed, how you doing, and through the adversity of the season, just wanting to know exactly how I'm feeling and if I'm okay and if I need anything. And it's those types of things that, along with some other football related deal, you know, items, but those are obviously, you know, closed door.
You know, John Lynch mentioned during the broadcast or the telecast that, you know, you had decided that you keep calling plays next year. How do you feel about, you know, your play calling? And is that the case? Are you going to go ahead and keep calling?
Again, those are things that all, you know, as I mentioned during the week, I'll evaluate, you know, my play calling, you know, I situationally, everything, you know, just I got a balance between managing the game, offense, defense, special teams to actually calling the offense and I get a lot of help. It's not like I'm doing this by myself. Frank has done a great job with me. He's constantly in my ear. He's constantly throwing ideas. Jeff Stoutland's constantly throwing the run game at me. So it's not like I'm doing this by myself. So I got a great staff on offense, and we're constantly dialoguing. Even though I'm the one calling the actual play, there's a lot of dialogue on the sideline as to what we need to be calling.
It sound like it already had been decided that you would go ahead and continue in the role.
I will, yes. Yeah, I will. Yeah, for sure.
Doug, do you think this team is close, or do you think that it needs major improvements?
We're very close. We're very close. And when you talk to coaches around the league and they see it, you know, they see it on the outside. And you know, even though the win-loss and everything is not in our favor, and you know, I think we lost six games this year by a touchdown or less. And we just got to learn to finish those games. We got to learn to make more plays and finish those games. But I think we're extremely close to being a team that can compete each year for not only for the NFC East, but for the postseason.
So you were very much a part of this story this year. Carson got a lot of attention, but you were also a rookie. And you had to deal with a lot of things between Josh Huff and a rookie quarterback and coaching in a town like this with some history here. How are you different at 1 o'clock today than you were, I guess, at 1 o'clock on, what was it, September 9th? Had you become comfortable in the role? Had you learned things? Did you do anything differently?
I haven't done anything. I haven't changed any part of what I do each week. It's still the same, the same from a game plan standpoint, from a leadership standpoint with the team, you know, being consistent with the team on my messaging to them. I think as a coach, you know, I've grown this season in the play calling realm, you know, and utilizing some personnel and getting some young players on the football field that have, you know, that's the other thing is we've played a lot of young players this year, you know, offensively and defensively, and they've gotten valuable snaps and managing all of that and making sure we got the right pieces on the field at the right time and so. Me personally, I'm still the same guy that when I started back in September and maybe just a little thicker skin dealing with you guys, but other than that, nothing much has changed.
What is your schedule over the next week or so? It's my understanding we're not going to speak to you the day after.
Amen.
So what does your week look like?
like over the next?
Well, this is when we begin the evaluation process. We're going to evaluate our current players. We're going to spend time these next few days doing that while everything's kind of fresh on our mind. And we'll just begin our scheme eval. We'll go back and offensively, defensively, and special teams, start looking back on the season and seeing where we can improve, our scheme. We'll begin that process, and then obviously, free agency and into the draft process. So it just, everything just begins to start over, and it just starts over a little sooner for us.
Doug, you had said that you're very close, and you pointed out the 6 close losses. When you have time to look back, when you look at a certain game, it's like maybe the Lions game or the first Cowboys game, and say, man, if we could have pulled that one out, it could have been a different season, or do you just let it go?
Yeah, you can point at a couple games. Obviously, the Detroit game, if you can finish that one, that's a great one to look back on. Even the Giants game, the first time we had an opportunity at the end, I mean, that's another one. Obviously, the Cowboys, we had the lead in the fourth. I mean, there's 2 or 3 games that just kind of pop up. That if the outcome's different, our season's different, but that's the way this thing goes. I mean, you still have to coach, and you have to play, and you got to learn to finish. And I think that's one thing that our team has learned this year is how to finish. And you can really see, I think, the end of the year here, the last month, how well these guys have really come together and played. And there's no quit and no fighting these guys, or no there is fighting these guys, and they love to compete. They love each other, and it showed, it showed here down the stretch.
You talked about being close and playing close games. You look at your salary cap situation, you look at your personnel situation, there's not a lot of wiggle room. Do you think that this team could come back, not fully intact, no team does, but with largely the same parts and take a significant step forward next year? When you say we're close, is that what you mean?
That's part of it. That's part of it. I mean, that's, again, it goes back to how we evaluate and how we handle, our team going forward. But listen, it's a situation where, maybe it's just a matter of we just need to coach better. We got to look at ourselves as coaches and make sure we're putting these guys, if it's the same group, just that we're making the right decisions for these guys and we're putting them in the right position. So a lot of it too can fall on us as coaches to make these decisions for our players. At the end of the day, do you need players? Yeah, you need players. But, those guys in the locker room, they fought all year long, and proud of those guys.
Are there conversations with management in certain circumstances about who to play and who not to play? As an example, you said earlier in the week that Wisniewski was going to be your starting lineman, and it turned out to be Saquon.
Yeah, no, there is none of that going on. We felt as a staff that, in that situation with Isaac and with one, we wanted to make sure Isaac was 100%. We wanted to make sure that ankle was good, and as the week went along, he progressed and felt like giving him an opportunity, in this last ball game, to let him play was beneficial for him and for the team, but it didn't have anything to do with anything.
So you have full autonomy there with who plays.
Yeah.
So on staff and personnel changes going forward, what say do you get in that?
Well, again, with the my staff, I mean, obviously the ultimate decision is mine, and we'll have conversations with that, but that's all part of the evaluation process at the end. And as Howie and I get together these next few weeks, and as the off season goes, we'll kind of see where. Last year was a little bit harder because I was putting in an offense, and so my time was spent more on the football side. And so this spring we'll see exactly if that role will increase a little bit more on the personnel side. But if not, listen, it's all about football, and we got to make sure that our guys are ready to go come April 17th.
Last question, guys.
If that is the case, and you do have a little more autonomy, is that one of the situations where you would give up play calling and maybe hand it over to Frank if there's more responsibility on your plate?
Again, those are things that I'd have to evaluate and see. I do know that, Frank's an experienced play caller in this league, and those are all things that I need to evaluate this spring going forward.
We used to have a team with